Jaguar Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media and, of course, Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to come on and talk about those Jaguars of Jacksonville and, of course, Duval County. I'm a little excited this week. I wish it was because of a victory, but at least it's not a loss. Bye week, I believe we won the bye week. I'm pretty sure you guys agree. How do you win a bye week? Well, for one, you don't lose. Nobody got injured. There was not a mutiny. Nobody got arrested. Nobody did anything dumb. People got better. People got healthy. Almost everybody. It seems Marquise Lee may not quite be ready again. You know, I wish the best for this guy, but it's almost to a point of maybe it's time to maybe see if you can get something for him or just move on a little bit. You got too much invested right now, so if you can't get anything for him, Marquise is a good, you know, great citizen of the world, great human being, but he just can't quite get healthy, and the receivers we have now seem to be doing pretty well. Phone's ringing off the hook here. That's probably about the recent NFL news, and I'll go ahead and break it since we're on here. Even though it's Jaguar show, I'll go ahead and tell you that the 49ers are trading Vernon Davis and Vernon Davis and a 7th round pick in the 16 draft for basically 2 6th round picks, one in each of the next years, 16 and 17, from the Denver Broncos. Yep, those same Denver Broncos that just blew out Green Bay last night. They just added another weapon for Peyton. A tight end, nonetheless, one he likes. Yeah, that does make the AFC a little more interesting. For sure, and it also tells us that San Francisco is really going for that number one pick next year. I think they're going to have to fight Tennessee for it. Definitely going to have to fight Detroit. But regardless, we're here to talk about the Jaguars. So, let's talk about those Jaguars. The long snapper and one of my personal favorite Jaguars, Carson Tinker, met some of the inmates from the JSOPIO Tails program. What it is they use certain inmates that qualify to train animals, specifically dogs. I believe it's all dogs, but train them. They're all shelter dogs. They train them so that they can better find homes for them. You know, maybe they come from a bad spot, so they teach them that they are good dogs and those kind of things and try to help them find homes. Carson was out there with them, always doing jam-up work. It seemed like a lot of fun. If you're able to help, and I don't know if you can participate in these things or not, unless, of course, you're in the jail. But I'm sure they have links where you can donate if you'd like to help out with that. I just want to say, I want to throw this stat out there. This was an interesting stat. I have another stat, but phone off the hook again. It's really, really crazy. But the stat I was looking for is somewhere in front of me. Ah, here we go. This is an odd stat. Since firing Jack Del Rio 5 years ago, yep, remember that guy? I personally liked him. Since firing Jack Del Rio 5 years ago, the Jaguars have 11 wins. 11 wins in 5 years. Ouch. Right? That is, that one stings a little bit. It's alright. I got a better stat. I like Jack Del Rio, too. I wish him all the best of luck in Oakland. He's going to definitely help turn them around. They're looking pretty good this year as well. Here we go. How about since the merger of the AFL and NFL, Allen Robinson, or A-Rob as I like to refer to him, is the youngest player in history of the league with at least 500 receptions, 6 receiving touchdowns, 500 receiving yards, 6 receiving touchdowns in the first 7 games of the season. Wow. That's unreal, right? Even more unreal, how about the two defensive touchdowns a couple weeks ago in that London game? The two defensive touchdowns in like 7 seconds. That's an NFL record. That's an NFL record. Our Jaguars defense, the one nobody thinks is any good. Last time I checked, they're putting up stats, and they're holding teams to around 25, 30 points, I believe, which is a lot better than most. I think it puts them kind of middle of the pack. But either way, beats the hell out of being at the bottom. For years, we've watched the Jaguars be at the bottom and slowly try to turn it around. They're in the process of doing that. We've watched the offense be at the bottom. How many different times is the Jaguars picking the top five? Probably a lot more than not. But this is what happens when you get a good system. Everybody does better. Everybody starts to play together, and all these young guys and all their talent start to play together as one, become one unit. We get what we get now. That's awesome, right? Also, another thing I want to tell you about is during the bye week, they brought in two kickers to try out. I don't know if this is to light a fire under Myers, or just in case something goes crazy, they've got a couple on the Rolodex. Of course, that would be Zach Hawker and veteran Randy Bullock. I feel like more than likely they would go with Bullock if they were to make a change. Never know, though. Hawker's pretty solid. So, Myers, I know you know about this. So, not to mention Josh Scobie's out there. I'm just saying. But regardless, Myers is our kicker now. I believe in Myers. You guys believe in Myers. So, you know, show your support. Make sure you're when you're at the games and all. Let's see. We also, we waived linebacker James Michael Johnson. Wish him the best in his future endeavors. Appreciate his time, effort, everything, in helping this team get better. And, of course, we from the Browns practice squad, we signed Hayes Pollard. If you haven't seen this guy, just go to his, I think it's, just look up Hayes Pollard. Look at this guy. This guy is a beast. And the fact that he was sitting there on their practice squad, yeah, I'm surprised other people haven't jumped and took this guy. This guy's definitely pretty good, and he's going to help alleviate some of the pressure off of Paz so that Paz can do what Paz does best and lead the charge where you can just turn Pollard loose as a free rusher a lot of times, or he can drop in coverage. But of course, the game this weekend, the game we're all looking forward to, the Jacksonville Jaguars will be going to the New Meadowlands to take on the New York Jets. That's a 1 o'clock start here on the East Coast. Sunday, obviously. Let me tell you some stuff about the New York Jets. They are currently 4-3. Kind of up and down year for them. I think they're actually a little better than the record says, but at the same time, they're beatable. Of course, they're in the AFC East, so they are playing for second. They are fighting the Dolphins currently to see who can be runner-up to New England for a wild card, and that's probably what they're playing for. They have great, impactful defense, full of run stoppers, and they're really good at containing the pass. They really can pressure a quarterback pretty well. I trust our line to, for the most part, fend these guys off. But when you have like Mo Wilkerson and some of those guys running at you, it can be a little rough. But then again, our line deals with J.J. Watt twice a year, so I feel pretty good about that. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a good quarterback. He doesn't turn the ball over a whole lot. That's why he's been employed so long. And actually, because of his solid passing game play, their run game has emerged a little bit. Of course, I would say that Fitzpatrick is one of their top players, but it seems that he pulled some ligaments in his thumb. We don't know if he's going to play or if he's not going to play. I'm pretty sure my guess would be no, which means they're going to start Geno Smith. Yep, that Geno Smith. Top players for them, of course, like I said, quarterback Geno Smith now, who can make some plays, but I think if we stay after him, we should be in good shape. I'll get more on that in a minute. Of course, there is Chris Ivory, very good runner, very underrated. Brandon Marshall is still a top 10, top 12 wide receiver in this league. A lot of people forgot about Eric Decker, but I believe he has 6 touchdown catches and like 300 yards. You have to keep somebody on him. And like I said, I already talked about Geno Smith. Their offensive line is kind of a patchwork, but it's okay. Obviously, Nick Mangold being the center. He has a neck issue, and he missed last week's game. There's a chance he may not play this week, and even if he does, he may not be 100%. Their backup's not bad, but he's not Nick Mangold. Arguably top 3 center in the league. On defense, to me, you got to look out for Buster Skrine, who got beaten one-on-one coverage last week. Antonio Cromartie, who got beaten one-on-one coverage last week. And Darrell Revis, who did not get beaten one-on-one coverage last week. He actually he was actually able to shut down Amari Cooper for the most part. I think it was 6 catches for 45 yards. I know, right? Yikes. They do have other people on defense, like I said, Wilkerson and some of those guys, but I'm worried about the cover guys because I think that's what's going to play into the impact of this game a lot more. My 3 keys to victory for this week against those Jets. I think you need to spread the field on offense. I want to spread out Cromartie, Revis, and Skrine. It's also a good way to beat Seattle. You take their strength, you spread it out, make it where they can't double team, they can't safety help over the top, because we have the receiving core to be able to stretch the field, and I think that's exactly what we need to do. I think we need to play coverage on defense while pressuring the quarterback with a simple 4-5 man rush. That means if we have 3 up front, then I want to run a couple, 1 or 2 up with them. If we have 4 up front, maybe run 1 with them. I'd, for the most part, drop in coverage, but send the 4-man rush. Because Geno Smith is, he can scramble a little bit. He's not a big scramble threat. It's okay, I'm not sure he's a threat on a whole lot of anything, but I don't want him to beat us anyway. I don't think he's very good, but I don't want to help him rebound his game. And then the last thing, win the special teams battle, and that absolutely, positively means don't miss field goals. This thing could come down to a field goal. You know, let's say it's 23-21 late in the fourth. Myers, we got to trust you to make this kick. If we don't, as you can tell, we've already brought in people that will make that kick if you don't. Just saying. You are kind of playing for your job. I think you knew that. A lot of people are playing for their job, whether they know it or not. The National Football League. It's just like every day that we all go to work. There's always somebody around you that can take your spot, or there's somebody waiting out the door. So we're always on our A game. We always do the best we can. And that's just how it works. If you're not trying to get better every day, you're going backwards. And you don't need to go backwards. You guys don't go backwards. You listen to this show. That's one way to get ahead. And we appreciate you listening. Of course, if you do want to find us on social media, I am at the Impact 99. We'll get you straight to me with if you have fantasy questions, if you have Jaguar questions. If you just have, I don't know, I had a relationship question the other day. I'll do my best, but do not quote me on those. Just, I will try to advise you the best I can. I'm better at sports and football, honestly. But I did appreciate your question. Thanks for asking. Of course, the show is at Team Impact Media. Well, on Facebook, you can find us, Impact Media. If you want to email the show, 3endzone@gmail.com. It is now officially back up and going. I don't know what happened before. We've straightened that out, and I have actually linked it to my phone. So if you email the show, it will go straight to my phone so I can answer you faster. The magic of technology, right? Anyway, I'm not out of here yet. 2 more things I want to get into. The fantasy impact of this weekend. Obviously, if you're looking for any Jets, I doubt they're available, but if you want to trade for some of them, these would be some pretty good starts. I would say Chris Ivory's probably going to have a rushing touchdown in about 60 to 70 yards. I hope he does not, but based off of what I think and things I can back it up with, I'm going to say something like that. If you have Brandon Marshall, good for you. Brandon Marshall will probably have about 80 yards, possibly a touchdown. If it's not to Marshall, it'll be to Decker, who will have about 45 or 50 yards. Yeah, Geno's capable of throwing for about 200 yards. I think that's what he's going to get, but he's also going to throw a handful of picks. Don't have Geno Smith. If Fitzpatrick plays and you're in fantasy and you need a quarterback, not a bad idea. Also, if he's available on the flip side, you know, it's just defense. They might get a sack or two, maybe an interception. I don't know about the interception. Maybe the sack, maybe a couple. I would almost stay away from their defense. As far as your Jaguars, need a quarterback? Take Blake Bortles. He loves to fling the ball. He hasn't turned the ball over a whole lot recently, and he's got some of the best weapons in the game, including Allen Robinson, who, if he's on your daily fantasy, maybe you need to think otherwise because of the matchup. I would imagine Revis is going to be on him, which is going to leave Allen Hurns being the top target. If you can get Allen Hurns, go ahead. He's taken in all five leagues I'm in, year-long leagues. If you are in daily fantasy, such as DraftKings, like myself, then Allen Hurns, I think, could be a solid pickup. If you want to pair him with Blake Bortles, that might not be a bad idea, but also keep in mind the Jets are pretty good with coverage, so, you know, play with caution there. TJ Yeldon, if he plays, I'm pretty sure he's supposed to, last I heard. I will have to check with Frank and some of the other guys to make sure. But if you have TJ Yeldon in your daily or in your weekly fantasy league, you know, he's going to have similar numbers to Ivory, so, you know, go ahead and play him. Also, if he's in your season long, definitely take him. And I really don't think anybody's going to factor all that much more. Jacksonville defense. Yeah, you can take them. You can take the Jaguars defense if you need a defense maybe in a season league or just for this week or something. You know, either of these defenses really kind of coin flips. It's kind of interesting on how it's going to play out. But it is what it is. And then the last thing I wanted to get to. I've seen other articles about this just right before we came on air even, but it's something we've been talking about here at the studio for really a week or so, maybe a couple weeks. This division is still open, still wide open. The Colts clearly are just atrocious. Andrew Luck, busted shoulder, busted ribs, whether they tell you about it or not, thanks Jay Glazer. They're probably going to get a fine or lose a draft pick or something for not reporting that. They have issues. Even the weapons they have, I'm not 100% behind. They're about to get just smoked, absolute boat race smoked in a couple hours on Monday Night Football by the Panthers. Houston still got issues. They're kind of up and down. They had a good week this week, which means they're due for two more bad weeks. Then, of course, Tennessee, who seems to want another top five pick. Go for it. I like Mettenberger as a person. I like him as a quarterback. But it's not his fault that the weapons around him, what the Anderson kid that runs, he's pretty good. But, I mean, just when you don't have weapons, you can't win the war. So, the thing I would really look at is the Jaguars can string together a couple wins and be right back on top of this division. It's not over. I absolutely think they have a chance to do this. If I didn't, I'd let you guys start talking about the draft. But remember, I don't allow people to talk about the draft until at least week 12. So, and a handful more before you can bother to bring that up. That is going to do it for me this week, though. Appreciate you guys stopping in to check us out. Of course, you can find us in the iTunes store. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter. Working on YouTube. We might try to get some stuff going on there. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for dropping by here on Jaguar Zone. We will see you guys next week. Go Jags!